hey, gang, are you looking for a self-help podcast? We could all use a little self-help podcast.
I just need someone to show me how to find
I don't feel confident in the way that
Well, let me tell you right now, guys, that it might change your life for the better, at the very least.
I feel down in the dumps about my self-help podcast.
I want you to laugh. Well, maybe it's our time to listen to Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You. It's a satirical podcast about an unqualified, overconfident lifestyle entrepreneur played by comedian Peter Oldring. The show makes fun of all the thought leader, life hacker, productivity optimizer ideas that surround our digital lives and clog our social media feeds. Oh my God, they do. Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You features real interviews with successful people like celebrities, cultural visionaries, and business moguls. It's a one-stop shop for all the life strategies to help you crush it.
Sign us up.
This weekly podcast is a must listen if yourself is looking for help and a whole lot of laughs. It is a really great idea, and I want you guys to check it out. I really do love it, and check it out.
Take a breath. Let it out. As a general rule of thumb, humans can go for about 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, some people a lifetime without sex. But get this. We can only go about 3 minutes without breath. Not only is our breath essential for keeping us alive, it's also a key practice to help you crush it. You heard me right. Breathwork helps you crush it. It's beneficial to your overall health, and in some cases, your breath and manipulating your breath can actually earn you an additional $20,000 to $30,000 a day. Now, I'll explain that in a later episode, but I want to talk to you about my proprietary breathwork practice, guff huffing. Guff huffing is the simple but powerful act of changing the state of our mind and body through the way we breathe. Now, I've been huffing for years. It's not unusual to find me tucked away in a closet, in a back alley, just huffing away. That's what I do when I'm looking to get jacked up, when I'm looking to get creative, when I am looking to get ready to get things done, I huff. It's actually very addictive. But it is also a breath technique that I can teach you, the guff huff. Now, regular listeners of my show know that at the start of most thought releases, I ask you to take a breath. Now take a moment and notice how you're breathing. Where do you feel your breath in your body? What qualities are you aware of in your breath? Does it feel relaxed or slow? Does it feel fast or shallow? Spend a few more moments noticing your breath. Now guess what? You're doing it wrong. The most important principle of any breath work is the acknowledgement that you're breathing wrong. Your body, left to its own devices, doesn't know what the hell it's doing when it comes to breath. I don't know why, it just doesn't. That's breath work. Placing judgment on your breath is the first step towards guff huffing. Every time I tell this to new students, I always find that they are surprised when they have that moment of breath judgment that they're doing it wrong, that they're breathing like a piece of shit. Once you begin your practice of guff huffing, you will always clock the ways you breathe throughout the day. This awareness is key to being able to change it and to change the state of your mind and body so that you can crush it when you need to. Now, here's how it works. When we're in a state of stress, our breath responds accordingly. For most people, it sounds like this. But really, it should sound like this. You want your breath to mirror stress in your body, stress at a level that it shocks your body into fight or flight. It tells your body the shit is hitting the fan, you've got a deadline to meet, and you've got to do it now. That kind of forced, deep, stressful breathing that shocks the body is a guff huff. Now, I want you to hear it one more time. It almost sounds primal, but that's a sound that humans can make. It's a guff huff. It instantly sets your body into panic, and you finally get work done. Stress breath is the key of guff huffing. It's stress breath on crack. How do I know that it works? Well, last year, Tammy and I paid for a study to look into the effects of guff huffing, and we noticed that different emotional states are directly related to our breath. In this study, participants were instructed to create feelings, feelings of joy, anger, fear, or sadness, and then report the breathing pattern associated to that emotion. Now, the research team, Tammy, discovered that each emotional state corresponded to a specific breathing pattern. For example, when the subjects felt afraid, the breath sounded like this. When they felt joy, it sounded like this. And when they were asked to guff huff, like this, participants reported they felt great. It was freeing. It was cathartic. In fact, many of them said, quote unquote, this breath makes me feel like crushing it. And that's not just because they were getting paid to be there. So whether you're in a tense car lease negotiation with a stubborn car salesman, huff it. Or maybe you're trying to bake a killer cake for your three-year-old's birthday party. Huff it. Or if you've been asked to deliver a eulogy and you want to bring that house down on time, huff it. Whatever the occasion is, when you absolutely know that you need to crush it, then guff huff it, and the results will speak for themselves. And that's today's thought release. Hey, hey, everybody. This is Dexter Guff, and you were just listening to a snippet from my comedy self-help podcast, Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You. If you liked what you heard, why not head over to the Himalaya app or Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get your podcasts and download my show, Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You. I want your ears on my mouth. I hope that doesn't sound gross.